Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Zivachim Daf Mem Al Zivachim 41. We've already established that if one is a pigal thought, a disqualifying thought during one of the four essential services of an offering, that it disqualifies the offering, and if one eats from that offering, if it was chutz l'zman, if it was outside the proper time, that thought, then the person gets kares. So today's Daf Yomi, Gemara cites a Mishnah from Menachos, and the Mishnah from Menachos states, Pigal bekomets velo bilavona, if somebody has a disqualifying thought during the time when they are offering the komets on the altar, but not during the time when they're offering the lavona. This refers to the grain offerings, and the grain offering also has four essential aspects to it. The fourth aspect of it is a person is supposed to bring on the altar the grain, the komets, and also the lavona, the spices on the altar as well, and that corresponds to the sprinkling of the blood on the altar by an animal offering. But here, the fourth part has two aspects to it. One is the burning of the flour, and the other is the burning of the spices. So our Mishnah is discussing where a person has an improper thought during either the putting up of the komets on the altar or the putting up of the spices of the lavona, but not during both of them. So under those circumstances, Rabbi Meir says that the grain offering is pigul. The grain offering is still considered pigul. V'chayavin olav karis. And if a person would eat it intentionally, they would get kares, whereas the sages say ein bo kares ad shefagel b'chol amati, or that there would be no kares unless the improper disqualifying pigul thought happened on both the komets and the lavona. And comes along Reish Lakish and explains the reason for the argument. What is the basis for the argument? Hacha b'mayaskinan k'gon shenasan es hakomets b'machshava, that the person placed the kohen placed the grain offering with the improper thought of beyond the proper time, the lavona b'shtika, but whereas the lavona, the person did not do with an improper thought. V'kasavar, Rabbi Meir's opinion, where the reason why Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that you are chayav pigul under these circumstances is because Rabbi Meir is of the opinion kola osa al das Rishona who osa. The mayor says whoever does something does it on the basis of their initial thought. So even though the komets had a pigul thought, but the lavona did not have a pigul thought, it had just had no thought, Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that we assume that the initial thought continues. Kola osa, whoever does something, al das rishona osa. We assume that they're doing it on the basis of their initial thought. And therefore, even though the person only had the improper thought by the komets and was neutral by the lavona, Rabbi Meir combines the two. And that is the fundamental principle here. Whoever does something with the intent of their initial intent, even though we're not sure that it carries over. This concept of ko'os al das rishono osa is something that is discussed widely amongst our poskim. And one of the areas it comes up with respect to is the idea of the practice of saying l'shem matzos mitzvah, for the purpose of making matzos of mitzvah, matzah that are holy, that we bake on in preparation for the Passover Seder. So first of all, when it comes to the making of tzitzis, which we know when a person takes the fringes of the tzitzis and binds them together, a person needs to say this, that they're doing this for the purpose of l'shem tzitzis, that they're doing this for the purpose of the mitzvah of tzitzis. But about this, the Bir Halacha writes that it's sufficient to a person to do this the first time they start to tie the tzitzis together. And even though that it'll take a couple of days, or it could take a few days, we say that whenever they do it, adas rishono osa, that they're continuing their initial intent. And so therefore, since he says explicitly that it's going to be the lishma for the purpose of the tzitzis, he doesn't need to say it on every single occasion that this is done for the purpose of making tzitzis. And for this reason, the Bir Halacha writes that a person does not need to say on every single matzah l'shem matzos mitzvah, because rather they should say the first time they start to bake the matzah that they're doing it for the purpose of the mitzvah of matzah, and that should be the case, al das rishona hu osa. Even though the Bir Halacha remembers, he writes, I remember in my youth that the custom was widespread in all of Israel that a person, when they baked the matzos, that they would say l'shem matzos mitzvah, and when they go back many times during the baking and repeat this, L'shem Matzois Mitzvah, L'shem Matzois Mitzvah. So the Bir Halacha says it's not required to do it every single time. Comes along the Sefer Mitzvos Matzah and Sefer Matzos Mitzvah, and he draws a distinction. And the distinction he draws is that with respect to the tzitzis, the person has the fringes of the tzitzis in front of them. And so those same fringes are remaining as long as they're doing it lishma for the purpose of that initial time. There we could easily say, Adas Rishono who owes it. But in this case, with respect to the matzah, we say that it only perhaps works for what's directly in front of the person baking, and that is that batch of dough. That's in front of him. When he sees that batch of dough, he says it's for the purpose of matzah. But why should it extend to a completely different batch, which should come 18 minutes later? And so therefore, he says, no, for each batch, a person should say, L'shem Matzos Mitzvah. And indeed, we say that that is the case in our Gemara. With our Gemara, when Reish Lakish says, Aldas, when we're talking about whether or not we say, Aldas Rishonu, who saw there, it was one sacrifice. So maybe that's why it could continue. But if it's two separate entities, why should we say it? In any event, the strong custom amongst all the Jewish people is that we say as many times as possible when we're baking the matzah, L'shem Matzos Mitzvah, that we're doing that we're baking the matzah for the purpose of making holy bread, the mitzvah of making the matzah and making Matzos Mitzvah.